The scene starts with a man in an office.
Yes?
This is Anna from reception.
What can I do for you, sweetheart?
There is a girl there to see you. She says she's come for an interview.
All right. Tell her I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Anna. When will you let me buy you a drink?
Soon. Bye.
Bitch.
He takes the candidate's CV.
Why the hell don't they put a picture on there?
He comes into a room when there is a woman.
Hi.
He tries to kiss the woman, but she prefers to shake hands and say,
good morning.
So let's get straight to the point. Your CV is not bad, qualified education, experience. Why did you leave out your picture?
I don't think it's relevant to the job description.
With those eyes of yours, it certainly wouldn't hurt. Are you married? Any children?
Why would you ask me that?
We want to make sure you won't get pregnant and regret a long-term leave.
Would that be an issue?
Well, in times of crisis, we are not looking to invest in charity, so... Are you married? Any children?
Everything you need to know is on my CV.
With unemployment on the rise and people fighting over jobs, your attitude isn't very correct. However, I do like the ones that play hard to get. But if you make a little effort, I might be able to live with that.
Suddenly, a man interrupts the conversation.
Sorry, they told me in reception that you were aware, but there is a girl waiting for an interview with you. I see that you've already met the consultant that will help us get back on track.
We have half introduced ourselves.
She was recommended by the general manager. They say she's the best when it comes to restructuring our staff. So make sure you treat her well, or you might be fired.
For those who work efficiently and professionally, there's no need to worry. But I do already see some room for improvement.
The meeting will take place in the general manager's office. Don't forget about the girl in reception. You will like her.
The man leaves the room, and now it's the girl's turn.
With unemployment on the rise and people fighting over jobs, your attitude isn't very correct. But if you make a little effort, I might be able to live with that. In fact, how long has it been since you updated your CV?
We'll keep on fighting against discrimination.